This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Ousted Haitian President Jean-Bertrand Aristide flew to Jamaica today. He arrived there from the Central African Republic, 2 weeks after he fled Haiti amid mounting violence and political unrest. Haitian leaders fear Aristide's return to the region could incite more violence. Last night in Haiti, a U.S. Marine was wounded in a gun battle with Aristide loyalists. NPR's Jerry Haddon is in Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince.
The Marine was part of a foot patrol moving through one of Haiti's toughest slums near the National Palace last night. Gunmen opened fire on the patrol. Marine Lieutenant Colonel David Lepin.
One of the Marines in the patrol received a gunshot wound to his left arm. There was no further engagement after that one. The Marine was medically evacuated, received some initial treatment here in Haiti, and then was flown by jet to Miami.
Marines have now been involved in more than a half dozen skirmishes with Haitians and have killed at least six. Many Aristide supporters believe their leader was forced from power illegally by the U.S. and say they will not recognize the new interim government and oppose the presence of multinational forces in their country. The new commander of those forces, Brigadier General Ron Coleman, took command of troops at a ceremony this morning in Port-au-Prince. He tried to allay Haitians' fears that foreigners are taking over the country.
We have no hidden agenda. This is not an occupational force, but simply a stabilizing force.
The United Nations is to send a more permanent peacekeeping force to Haiti beginning June 1st. But for now, tensions are not likely to subside. With Aristide visiting Jamaica to be reunited with his daughters, Haiti's new leaders worry his proximity will galvanize his most die-hard loyalists, believed to be behind weeks of violence. Haitian Prime Minister Gerard Latortue has recalled Haiti's ambassador to Jamaica and frozen diplomatic relations. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.